今天呢就要在哥林多后书十二章，我们看十一节到廿一节。So this morning we're going to continue on in our study in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 11 to 21. 我想思考的问题呢就觉得很重要的。And I think it's a very important topic that I've been thinking about. 即无论是就宿回天家或者是我们自己的生命。I think it applies whether you're thinking about somebody passing away and going on to heaven or for our own personal life. 你怎可以确实相信圣经是真实？ How can you know absolutely true that the Bible is true and accurate? 我们怎可以凭什么就确实我们所信的是神的真理？What can we hold on to and be assured that what we believe is the truth? 那知道世界有好多种人嘅。There are many different types of people in this world. 有啲就好感性，有啲系好理性。There are some that are very emotional, and others who are very rational, intellectual. 我哋系从圣经里边系有冇一啲嘅嘢可以俾我哋肯定确实呢个真理系真嘅。And is there anything that we can put our faith in to say that this faith that we believe in is the truth? 那这是一个深无复杂的问题。I believe that that's a very complicated issue. 在教会里面我们称为护教学。And in the church we call it apologetics. 护教学就包含很多方面。And apologetics is inclusive of many different types of things. 有科学、哲学、历史、文学、考古学。You know, it might include science, philosophy, history, literature, archaeology. 有宗教、比较学。And maybe comparative religions. 我们会看圣经的本身内证、外证。And we'll look at internal evidence and external evidence if the Bible is accurate. 我们从护教学有很多东西可以研究，今天就没办法讲那么多。And there are many different types of things we can study from apologetics. And we don't have time this morning. 但护教学是一个从一个角度，我们看我们会觉得圣经哥林多后书是不是一个护教学的题材？ But you know, we look at apologetics and then we look at the book of 2 Corinthians and you might think, is this a book that is 2 Corinthians a book of apologetics? 可能我们一路研究一路看会觉得哥林多后书就似乎一个的安慰我们的书多一点，是不是？是有情感性的书。And maybe if we look at 2 Corinthians, we might think it's more a book that's more focused on comfort. And it speaks more to our emotional side than our intellectual side. 在第一章已经讲到神是一个怜悯人的神。And in the first chapter it says that God is a God of comfort and mercy. 是天父，是有安慰的。And he has comfort and mercy. 我们要看到呢，在哥林多前书后书里面我们见到很多安慰的说话，例如我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里所以不丧胆。And like it says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that we don't lose heart. 或者我们讲到要攻破坚固的营垒， or as we've been talking recently, you know, we have to break down the strongholds. 亦都有讲到这个上个星期我的恩典够你用， or last week we looked at my grace is sufficient for you. 我们知道在我们的软弱上神是刚强， and that when we are weak then God is strong. 所以我们可以是夸口我们的软弱，因为什么时候软弱什么时候刚强。 And so we can boast in our weakness because when we are weak then we are strong. 因为我们依靠神的刚强， because we depend on God's strength. 这些全部都会觉得不是护教学的东西， but all this we don't think is being apologetic material. 但是从另一方面我觉得哥林多后书是给我一个安慰。 But from another aspect I think 2 Corinthians gives me comfort. 是理性的安慰。 It's a rational comfort. 因为如果我们一路看哥林多后书，我们见到保罗一路在这里是一次又一次又一次又一次在这里证明着为什么他有资格做使徒。But if you look at this book, you see Paul over and over and over again, he keeps bringing out proof and trying to rationalize or defend why he is called to be an apostle. 我们看到他用很多的举出来他的资格，就使徒的资格。And he is bringing out all these different reasons why he is qualified to be an apostle. 他会强调神的拣选。And he's focused on the calling of God. 他又讲到他这个生命的改变。He talked about the change of his life. 他又讲到他为基督是受逼迫。And he's talked about being persecuted for preaching the gospel. 他又讲到很多这些事是要证明他是使徒。And he's talking about all this stuff to prove that he's an apostle. 那我看到的时候我会想，保罗做一个使徒有什么这么重要的？为什么要花这么多时间讲？ And as I look at this, I must ask a question. What is so important about Paul being an apostle? Why is he taking so much time to talk about this? 为什么他要一章又一章又一章又一章这样要强调？ Why is he from chapter after chapter after chapter, does he keep bringing it up?
有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
因为如果保罗不是使徒，如果使徒不是有什么特别，我们怎可以知道这本书是可靠的？
Because if Paul is not an apostle, and if the apostles were not any different than anybody else, what makes this book any special? Anything special?
是因为我们的信是建立在这本书。
Because our faith is placed in what this book tells us.
如果这本书是一个普通人写的书，
and if this book is just written by normal people,
是没什么特别，为什么我们要信它？
And so there's nothing special about it, why do we have to believe in it?
保罗要强调他使徒的身份，因为从使徒的角度，他是神接受神的启示，有神的启示就写这本圣经出来。
And Paul is focusing to prove that he is an apostle because as an apostle, he's received revelation from God and the revelation he's received, he's written here in the book that we have before us.
所以我们要很确实知道使徒的身份是不是真的，是有什么特别，跟着我们去知道他写的这本书是值得去学，是真理的。
And so we need to know, are the apostles truly from God? And if they are from God, then what they've written in the Bible is important for us, and it's valid, it's trustworthy.
不是他自己幻想作出来。
It's not just a figment of their imagination that they invented.
不是一个小说，他自己是得闲就在这里想写一些东西。
And it wasn't just a story that they just said, oh, I'm just going to write something and you know, see if anybody believes it.
是神的而且确将这个真理给他。
And God gave them the truth, the revelation.
所以在临后我们看到保罗用很多理性的方法要证明他是使徒。
And so we see in 2 Corinthians, Paul is using so many intellectual means, rational means, to prove that he is an apostle.
因为他使徒对我们是重要。
Because him being an apostle is important for us.
神知道我们人有这个需要。
God knows that we have this need.
那所以在这里的哥林多后书十二章，是保罗讲到呢，他有使徒的凭据。
And so here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul sells the signs of an apostle.
咁我哋今日会认识显出使徒嘅凭据。
And so this morning, we're going to look at the signs of an apostle.
我会从三方面睇。
And I'm going to look at three different aspects.
我哋会睇证明神同在嘅能力。
We're going to look at the proof of God's power.
效法神仆人嘅模范。
Pattern for God's servants,
跟从神教会的原则,
and the principle for God's church.
我们先看11节至13节。
So let's first look at verse 11 to verse 13.
我胜了愚妄人，是被你们强迫的。我本该被你们轻许随时，我虽算不了什么，却没有一件事在那些最大的使徒以下。
I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you, for in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing.
我在你们中间用百般的忍耐，藉着神迹奇事异能显出使徒的凭据来。
Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
除了我不累着你们这一件事，你们还有什么事不及别的教会呢？这不公之处靠你们饶恕我吧。
For what is it in which you were inferior to other churches, except that I myself was not a burden to you? Forgive me in this wrong.
我们一起祈祷。 Let's pray. 感谢主，我们可以一起看这个话语。我们虽然知道外面落大雨，但是我们求主在这里让我们能够更加认识清楚你给我们这个真理，这个福音是真实可靠，让我们能够站立在你的话语上高，是有把握肯定你的教导是永生的道，是活的道。主，我们求你开窍我们的眼睛，开窍我们的心，向我们讲说话。我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉圣名求， Amen。 那在这里我们看到使徒的凭据，即有证明神同在的能力。
So as we look at the signs of the apostles, we need the proof of God's power.
保罗就是不愿意维护自己，夸口自己。
And Paul is not willing to defend himself or boast in himself.
他是逼不得已。
But he was forced to, he was compelled to.
他不想讲自己 的事，他觉得很愚蠢。
And he didn't want to talk about himself. He thought it was foolishness.
但是感谢主，他就是用这么多时间就证明他是使徒。
But praise God, he did use so much time to show us that he's an apostle.
因为他是使徒，他有使徒的凭证，凭据，我们可以相信是神的话语。
And praise God that he did this, and that he has the signs of an apostle, and that he can prove to us that we can have faith in that this is truly from God.
如果不是呢，我们所看这些说话呢，就是有什么特别，是好像一个的博士来到一间学校 要教书，他一定要显出他的神威，有他的履历。
It's like a professor coming to a school and he wants to prove, you know, his background, so he has to show you all of his certificates and all of his stuff.
我哋啱啱上个星期去到国内探一啲朋友，咁有个朋友就有好多嘅证啊。咁喺大陆咧又出咗好多证，喺个台度咧有一二三四五个，又有好多嘅牌啊，证明我系真系有呢个能力啊。国外得两个人有呢个右术黑带，我系其中一个。
And he had all of his certificates from China and his certificates from another place, and he shows them out there so the whole world can see. There's only two people in China with a Brazilian black belt in jiu-jitsu, and I'm one of them.
我们看这些觉得重要，是不是？你去建功都要 去将你的履历讲给人听，是不是？
And when you go get a job, you have to show your CV to people, right? And they have to see, well, you know, are you qualified?
但是保罗是神的仆人，神的仆人不会夸大自己。
But Paul is a servant of God, and God's servants should not be boasting in themselves.
神的仆人应该谦卑，将一切的荣耀归返主耶稣。
And the servant of God should be humble and give all the glory to God. 點解佢要將佢嘅履歷顯出嚟 ？Why does he have to show us his credentials？ 因為我哋後人就要知道呢本書係真實可靠。Because everyone coming after Paul has to know that this book is true and valid. 因為佢有資格可以做使徒。Because he has qualifications to be an apostle. 因為有資格做使徒，佢有資格寫出神俾佢嘅啟示。And because he is qualified to be an apostle, he is also qualified to write down the revelation that God has given him.
使徒的凭据是什么
What is the sign of an apostle?
我们看到呢使徒的凭据他这里说明神迹奇事异能
And here Paul tells us the signs of the apostle signs, wonders, and mighty deeds
他可以行神迹可以做异能
And he could work miracles and do mighty things
他初期教会建立是这个行神迹的医病的
And the early church was established and built on healings and miracles
耶稣基督自己就是出来行神迹使徒都是照耶稣的榜样来行神迹
And Jesus preached and he had miracles and healed the sick and the apostles went out and committed wonders and miracles
我们看到是使徒行传彼得、约翰、保罗、使徒都是行神迹。
And you see in the book of Acts that Peter, John, Paul, the apostles, they worked miracles.
其实我们看到一个很奇妙的事。在使徒行传除了使徒之外呢看不到其他人行这么多神迹。
But there's also something else you can see that in the book of Acts, aside from the apostles, you don't see a lot of other people working miracles.
是有的但是不是好像使徒这么多。
And there are some, but not as many as the apostles.
我们会看到好像腓力。腓力是不是使徒的。
Like Philip. Philip was not an apostle. Philip 是一个执事。Philip was an elder, a deacon.
但是他都有神的能力。他是一样可以医病赶鬼。
But he also had the gift of healing, and he could cast out demons.
但你看到腓力呢他去到在使徒行传第八章的时候呢他去到撒玛利亚。
But you see Philip, and he went to Samaria in Acts chapter 8.
跟住佢又行神迹，医病赶鬼
，and he had miracles, and he cast out demons, and he healed the sick。
咁有好多人信耶稣嘅
，and many people believed。
跟住呢，彼得嚟到
，and then Peter came。
彼得系使徒
，Peter was an apostle。
彼得嚟到嘅时候，睇到彼得同埋腓力有个分别
，and when Peter came, you could see there is a difference between Peter and Philip。
彼得来到按手为的初信者祈祷他被圣灵充满
And when Peter came He laid his hands on the new believers And they were baptized in the Holy Spirit
所以腓力为什么不可以按手为他祈祷叫他被圣灵充满
So why wasn't Philip praying for them to receive the Holy Spirit
跟着看到另一个分别当彼得为的人祈祷的时候有一个人行邪术的叫西门
And as Peter was praying for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit, there's another guy, he was a sorcerer, his name was Simon.
他是信了耶稣的是腓力帮他洗礼
And he believed in Jesus, apparently, and Philip even baptized him.
但当他见到彼得按手祈祷的时候圣灵降临他就说要给彼得喂我给钱你将这个恩赐给我我想好像你这样的
And Simon the sorcerer took out his wallet and said Peter I want to buy this gift from you that I can pray for people that they can receive the Holy Spirit
他的心是邪彼得看出你的心是恶毒是邪的你不认识神的
And Peter saw that his heart was evil and not of God
为什么腓力看不到 Why couldn't Philip see it 因为彼得是使徒神俾佢一个特别使徒嘅权威恩赐
，because
Peter was an apostle. God gave him a special authority as an apostle.
嗱，你想知道彼得嘅特别嘅权威系点？你有冇试过咧？人哋同呃你喺你眼前，因为呃你就即刻扑死。
You know, want to know how special Peter's power was? You know, have you ever had somebody standing in front of you lying to you, and then because you knew they were lying, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit drops them dead?
彼得就系有人欺哄圣灵，系知道嘅欺哄圣灵，两夫妇都喺佢眼前啊跌死嘅，因为佢唔使喐手，呢个使徒嘅权能啊。
And Peter had that, you know, Ananias and Sapphira, they lied to the Holy Spirit right in front of Peter, and both of them died, dropped dead right in front of him. And Peter didn't have to move a hand. That is a special authority of the Holy Spirit on this guy.
所以使徒嘅凭据，当时初期嘅教会个都知道，呢班使徒十二个系同其他人系。
And so in the early church, everybody knew the apostles, they had a special authority. It's different, it's outstanding, it's a class higher than anybody else.
神是特别将使徒给这个的权柄他，因为使徒的身份是特别。
And God gave the apostles a special authority because God gave the apostles a special ministry.
你知道我哋教会嘅基础系耶稣基督
，and you know the church foundation is built on Jesus Christ。
呢个基础之后有十二使徒做我哋嘅柱石
，and after this foundation there are the 12 apostles that make up like the pillars, like this pillar in the middle of this room。
好似呢个房里边呢个嘅一条柱位
，the apostles they're teaching。As they went out to preach the gospel, what they wrote in the Bible is the foundation that the church is built on.
And so, 使徒出去传福音，跟住写喺圣经里边，神俾佢嘅启示系教会嘅基础，呢个柱石。
所以一定要将佢同其他人分别出嚟。And so God had to separate them, make them distinct from other people.
如果个个都好似使徒一样。咁你点分别边个真边个假
？And if everybody that became a Christian was like an apostle, how could you tell who is true and who is not true？
如果所有信耶稣被圣灵充满，可以好似彼得咁样，可以好似保罗咁样，我哋点知佢几个有咩特别
？And if everybody that got saved and was filled with the Holy Spirit had the same authority that Peter and Paul had, how can you tell or differentiate？You know what they wrote.
神是特别给他使徒的凭据，是一个确认身份。
And God gave them the signs of an apostle to give them this special identity.
因为你知道新约圣经是谁写？
Because do you know who wrote the New Testament?
除了卢加、雅各。犹大全部都是使徒写的。
Aside from Luke, James, and Jude, all of the books were written by apostles.
那卢加是一路跟着保罗，是保罗的私人医生。
Luke was following Paul and was Paul's private doctor.
保罗出去传福音，卢加同他一起写低保罗做紧啲嘢。保罗都知道卢加写紧乜嘢
，and as Paul is preaching, Luke is with him and writing down, taking notes. And Paul knows what Luke is writing down.
跟住卢加写咗《使徒行传》之后，写埋《卢加福音》，或者写《卢加福音》先，跟住写《使徒行传》。
But then Luke wrote the book of Acts. He also wrote the Gospel of Luke.
但系佢系访问使徒，访问当时嘅人嚟写，唔系凭自己意思写。
But Luke interviewed the apostles. He interviewed other people. He didn't write what was in his own mind.
雅各、犹大是耶稣的弟弟。
James and Jude are brothers, half brothers of Jesus.
同母异父的弟弟。咁啊，使徒都系同佢好有关系，好认同佢，亦都系好尊重佢。
But the apostles had a close relationship with them, had respect for them, and were in agreement with them.
如果使徒唔认同雅各、犹大咧，我谂教会都唔会接受雅各书、犹大书。
And if the apostles did not agree with Jude and James, the early church would not have accepted the writings.
仲有一个可能，你谂到马可福音，马可系咪使徒呢
？And maybe you're thinking, what about Gospel of Mark? Mark wasn't an apostle.
马可不是使徒，马可是少年人，他曾经有同耶稣跟住耶稣一齐。
Mark was a young man, and at the end of Jesus' life, Mark was also among them.
但是历史话我哋听，马可福音所记载应该是彼得口述讲俾马可听，马可就写落嚟。所以你可以话马可福音其实严格嚟讲应该叫彼得福音。
But history tells us that Mark, everything he wrote was actually what Peter spoke to him. And so what Mark wrote down as Peter was telling him the stories. So in a way, you could actually say the Gospel of Mark should actually be the Gospel of Peter.
仲有一本，唯一本我哋唔知系边个写。
There's only one other book in the New Testament that we don't know who wrote it.
系希伯来书。And that's the book of Hebrews. 希伯来书是没有写明是谁写。
And the book of Hebrews does not tell us who wrote the book.
所以在历史里面有很多疑问，究竟谁写这本书。
And so there's a lot of debate throughout history who wrote the book of Hebrews.
很多人认为可能是保罗，因为似保罗的风范。
And many people think maybe it was Paul because it does sound a lot like Paul's logical thinking and all that, his style.
但亦都可能是第二个使徒哦。
But it could have been written by another apostle.
有譬如多马有没有写啊？或者是其他有十几个使徒做过点乜嘢？圣经冇记载，佢都可能是写希伯来书。
And so you know maybe Thomas wrote the book of Hebrews, or maybe one of the other apostles. You know, there's not much said about them. Maybe they're one of them.
但我哋睇到希伯来书写嘅资料同埋其他新约圣经、旧约圣经好吻合，冇冲突，所以都是神嘅话语。
But as you look at the book of Hebrews and what it says, it's in agreement with the rest of the New Testament. It's in agreement with the Old Testament. It's in agreement with the Bible.
好，我哋讲到新约圣经，全部都有使徒嘅凭据。
And so the whole New Testament can be distinct as it has the signs of the apostles on it.
我哋要相信新约圣经，就系因为系初期教会认同，系有使徒嘅认同，有使徒。
And we accept the New Testament because the early church recognized that it had the distinction of the apostles, it had the agreement of the apostles, it had the teachings of the apostles, it was written by the apostles.
使徒有特别的权柄。
The apostles had special authority.
当我们讲到这个特别的权柄，我们要记得一点。行神迹奇事未必等于是神。
But as we talk about special authority and power, and miracles and wonders, we have to remember one thing. Miracles do not in themselves prove that it's from God.
魔鬼可以假扮神迹。Satan can have miracles. 在佛教、在邪教都有神迹。
Even in Buddhism or in different cults, there are also supernatural miracles.
我唔认同嗰啲真神迹，神做嘅行迹就系神迹，系咪？
And when you say about miracles, a God performed miracle, they're not God miracles, but they are supernatural things that happened, right?
咁但系如果系神做嘅神迹系应该唔同嘅。
But if it's something God does, it should be distinctive, right?
所以我哋睇到系一方面系睇到有冇神迹，如果冇神迹，咁可能你觉得都唔属于神。
And if there are no miracles at all, maybe you think, well, maybe this isn't of God.
因为如果神系真实， 神应该做嘢，系咪 ？Because if God is real, God should be able to do things。所以我哋睇到耶稣基督出嚟侍奉嘅时候，佢系医病、赶鬼、行神迹。And so you see, when Jesus came on the earth, he healed the sick, he cast out demons, he worked miracles。耶稣嘅神迹证明耶稣系弥赛亚。And the miracles that Jesus performed proved that Jesus was the Messiah。你睇《使徒行传》第二章二十二节。Look at the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 22. 他说，以色列人啊，请听我说，神藉着拿撒勒人耶稣在你们中间施行异能奇事神迹，将他证明出来，这是你们自己知道的。 Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. 所以他犹太人看到耶稣行的神迹就是认定，因为行这些神迹是属于神。 So the Jewish people looked at Jesus and they said, because he worked miracles, he was a man of God.好似摩西一样 ，like Moses。使徒都系行神迹，系要证明佢都有神嘅同在。And as the apostles worked miracles, it was also to prove and show that they had the power of God with them。神将呢个能力俾佢，系要帮我哋明白。使徒是有神的同在。 And God gave them this authority so that we could understand that they were from God. 你看哥林多前书二章四节。 Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. 四节五节。 Verse 4 and 5. 我说的话，讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证。 And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. 叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。 That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 这个是保罗讲，This is spoken by Paul. 所以保罗就承认他讲的说话就是要用神的大能来证明。你不信我的说话，你看神的神迹，你知道是属于神。 And so Paul is saying, you know, don't just listen to my words, you know, I proved it by demonstration through the power that it's from God. 保罗很特别呢，你知道他去医病、赶鬼、行神迹。 Paul was very special. You know, he could heal the sick, he could cast out demons, he could work miracles. 他做工的围捆就拿去给人，就点在人家身上，他就得医治。 And as he was working his apron, you know, they take it and they bring it to some sick people and they wipe, put it on the sick person and they get healed just by the napkin or the apron of Paul. 有一次保罗讲到在二楼、三楼，跟有个少年人在窗台跌落街。 And one time Paul was preaching all night and somebody sitting in the windowsill in like the second or third story up, and he fell asleep and he fell out the window and died. 保罗落楼下是为他祈祷，叫他起来，他复活，跟着保罗翻上去继续讲道。 And so Paul went downstairs and prayed for the guy, he resurrected him from the dead, got up and went back up and kept preaching.好似平常事咯。 It's just like, oh, this is just another thing in the day of life, you know. 如果我哋发生，哇，佢复活咗，唔使再讲，我兴奋系咪 ？If it happened to us, well, the guy rose from the dead, we wouldn't preach. We'd just be so excited. 保罗系见惯日常生活嘅。Paul saw that sort of thing every day. It was just a natural thing in his life. 嗱，其他使徒。可能有行神迹，但冇咁广泛，冇咁普遍，冇咁随意。 Maybe other, not my 使徒，其他信徒， other believers, they also had maybe the gift of healing. They could work miracles, pray for the sick, but it wasn't as broad, it wasn't as spectacular, and it wasn't as common as the apostles. 系咪？
我哋睇《使徒行传》睇得到好明显嘅。And you look at the account in the book of Acts, you can see it's true. 所以呢个就系神俾佢特别嘅分别出嚟，呢个系使徒。是跟别人不同。And so that, you can see that that is, God set them apart. These are apostles. They're different from anybody else. 你看《使徒行传》14章第三节。Look at Acts chapter 14 verse 3. 二人在那里住了多日，以求主放胆讲道。主藉他们的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. So, 呢啲係證明佢就係神嘅。And so, their miracles were to prove that they were part, that they were anointed by God. 耶穌俾佢呢個能力係幫到我哋知道佢寫嘅嘢唔係一般人寫得嘅。And so God gave them this special authority so that we today can stand and say, this is not written by just any old man. This is God's word given to the apostles. And it's special. Now, 想我哋睇效法神仆人嘅模范。I want us now to look on at the pattern of God's servants. 因为可能我哋冇办法有使徒呢个凭据，但我哋可以跟从使徒的模范。Because maybe we may not have the authority that the apostles had, but we can follow their pattern of service. 你看使徒啊，哥林多后书十二章十四节。Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. 如今我打算第三次到你们这里来去，也必不累着你们。因我所求的是你们，不是你们的财物。儿女不该为父母积财，父母该为儿女积财。Now for the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. 那我们未必有使徒呢个权柄，但我哋可以学佢嘅榜样。We may not have the authority of the apostles, but we can follow their pattern, their lifestyle. 学法效法佢嘅行为。We can follow their style of living. 保罗讲明喺呢度嘅，佢就系不累着人。And Paul said he wasn't going to be a burden to anybody. 佢唔要佢嘅财物。He didn't need their wealth or their material possessions. He wanted them to come to Christ. 他用这个儿女和父母的关系。And he used the example of children and their parents. 他说儿女不是为父母积财，是父母为儿女积财。And he says, children don't lay up treasure for their parents. It's the other way around. Parents store up for their children. 你们有没有小朋友为你父母开户口积埋投资基金？ How many of you kids start a retirement plan for your parents? Any of you? 有没有？是父母为儿女做嘛。It's the parents that do it for the kids, right? 可能我们有一种心态就有人跟我说白牧师你现在好甩烂有四个小朋友大了就可以是退休你会养你。And some people come to me and say, oh, Pastor Rusty, you know, now your four kids are grown up, you know, you're out from under the burden, now they can get a job and they can support you.对不住，我生四个仔女不是为了要他照顾我，我要他跟从耶稣，神要他点就是神的事，不是要他照顾我们。So I didn't raise them so that they could support me. You know, God gave them to us so that they can be God's kids. So, you know, they can do what God's called them to do. 那如果他在家住有工作，那当然应该是 帮下家用，是不是？ Of course, if they have a job and they live at home, of course they should help pay the rent, right? 如果他是我们老人家没钱就饿死，儿女应该照顾我们，是不是？ And of course, if you know, we get old and we don't have a job and no money to live, of course the kids should take care of us, right? 但呢个唔系为我哋积财嘛。But that's not saving up for the parents。保罗系用呢个嘅属灵呢个原则做一个属灵嘅原则。Paul is using this principle as a spiritual principle。我哋传福音大人归主，嗰啲属灵嘅儿女。不是服侍你，你要服侍他。As you share the gospel with people, you bring them to Christ, your spiritual children are not to be your servants. You are to serve them. 你是要照顾关心你大信主的，不是要你大信主的人照顾你的。You should be taking care of those that you bring to Christ and not the other way around having them take care of you.好多人传福音就觉得我带你信主，你知啊，你对我欠债啦。And some people have this attitude. I brought you to Christ, you know, now you owe me. 唔系啊，带信主嗰啲人唔系欠你咩债，系你欠佢福音嘅债。It's they don't owe you anything. You owe them the responsibility of the gospel. 我哋系需要系关心。我哋带信主嘅人，唔系要佢关心我哋。So we need to take care of those that we bring to Christ and not have them take care of us. 呢个保罗嘅意思就系一个嘅好好嘅榜样，唔系要我带你信主，跟住你奉献俾我多啲钱，要我发达。And it's not that I go out and bring people to Christ and they say, okay, now start giving me your money. Come on, give me your money. I need more money. 唔系嘅。保罗讲啲乜嘢？你睇十五节到十八节。What did Paul say in verse 15 to 18? 我也甘心乐意为你们的灵魂费财费力，难道我越发爱你们，就越发晓得你们的爱吗？ And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. 罢了，我自己并没有累着你们。你们却有人说我是鬼诈，用心计劳从你们。 But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. 我所猜到你们哪里来去的人，我藉着他们一个人沾过你们的平易吗？Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? 我劝了提多到你们那里去，又差那位弟兄与他同去，提多沾过你们的平易吗？我行事不同是一个心灵吗？不同是一个脚中吗？ I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not work in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps?保罗讲咩啊？佢乐意甘心乐意费财费力为帮佢。Paul said, "I'm willing to spend myself for you." 费财费力，你愿意为边个费财费力 ？Who are you willing to spend yourself for？ 呢个保罗俾我哋一个好好嘅榜样。That Paul's given us a great example here. 我哋愿意为传福音，为佢认识耶稣。唔要佢付钱，唔要佢就做啲乜嘢，我哋入我哋身上得同埋失，我哋愿意付出关心佢嘅灵魂。Paul's giving us a great example. It doesn't mean that you know for that you're going to get something out of it. We serve them in love, and we bring them to Christ. And it doesn't matter how much it costs. We bring them to Christ, and we spend our own time, our own energy to bring them to Christ.保罗话：我越爱你哋嘅，但系你哋唔会翻我，唔紧要。Paul said, "I love you the more, but you guys don't love me that much. It's okay." 保罗嘅原因，佢所做嘅系为爱。Everything that Paul was doing was for love， 系咪？佢话我爱你，我哋系咪学呢个榜样？我哋所做嘅唔系为钱。唔系为咗名，唔系为咗出人头地，系为爱。Do we follow that example? What we do for Jesus Christ today, not for money, not for prestige, not for position, but for love. 我要付出，我要牺牲 因为爱。I'm going to give of myself. I'm going to make sacrifice because of love.
这个保罗的意思，我觉得好好的。
That's what Paul's saying. And I think it's wonderful.
我们要效法他。
他十九节又讲 ，in verse 19 he goes on，
你们到如今还想我们向你们分数，我们本是在基督里边当神面前说话，亲爱弟兄啊，一切的事都为造就你们。
And again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification.
他要造就你哋。是要造就你们，保罗的心，我们要跟从神教会的原则。
This is Paul's heart, and this is a principle for God's church.
我们为什么要侍奉，是要造就别人。
Why do we serve? Because we want to edify other people.
一切是为了造就你们。
Do all things for your edification.
什么叫造就人？
What does it mean to edify somebody?
造就人包括关心、建立、鼓励、教导、带领。
Edification means to care, to build up, to encourage, to teach, to lead.
是帮助人成长。
It means that you're going to help others grow in Christ.
造就人是有时都需要即拒绝别人的要求。
And sometimes even to edify other people, it means not accepting their demands on you.
好似小朋友啊，我要食糖，妈咪可能话你唔食得住，我哋而家开饭，食咗饭之后先食。
Like a child that says, "Mom, I want some candy," and the mom says, "No, we're not going to let you have candy because we're going to have dinner. You have to wait."
咁啊，有时造就人系唔容易。
And sometimes to edify other people, it's not easy.
你有没有试过听讲道就觉得自己得到造就？
Have you ever experienced listening to a sermon that you've been edified?
有没有试过听人的见证觉得哇好鼓励我，好有造就？
Have you ever listened to somebody's testimony and say, "Wow, that really ministered and spoke to my heart"?
有没有试过呢？就系听诗歌敬拜嘅时候就话，哇，感谢主，好建立我生命。
And have you ever been in worship and listening to some praise music and, "Wow, it's just really, oh God, I feel so encouraged and uplifted right now"?
呢啲都系造就人哋嘅事。我哋保罗嘅意思就系要我哋。一切所做是要造就人。所有基督徒要经过这个阶段，初信主被人造就，成长学习造就别人，跟住呢结果子是能够造就别人。
I think it's us as Christians, we all need to go through these three stages. A new believer, where you are encouraged by others. Then you start to grow in Christ, where you learn how to be an encouragement, and then you start bearing fruit where you can encourage others and edify others.
我们是造就别人，就包括向人传福音，栽培人成为主的门徒，带领人来查经研经。
And so edification comes as we preach the gospel, share Jesus with other people, as we disciple them in Christ, or as we teach them how to study the Word of God.
如果你可以带人哋祷告，教人哋祷告，教人哋点样背圣经，教人哋点样灵修，你系造就紧人。
And if you can teach somebody how to pray, teach somebody how to memorize scripture, teach somebody how to share the gospel, you are edifying them.
保罗所做嘅系要造就人。
Everything Paul did was to edify other people.
你有没有学这个榜样？
Have you followed this example in your life?
你看保罗啊，他做的是为爱人，要费力费财为人，要造就人的。
Look at what Paul's saying. He's doing everything because he loves people. He's willing to spend himself for them and to edify them.
这个就是一个使徒的凭据。
I think that in itself is evidence or signs of an apostle.
这个凭据我们可以学习。
But these aspects we can follow. 是不是？因为如果使徒所做的事呢，是要建立自己的国力，成为一个小皇帝，积埋很多财给自己，可能人家觉得他写这本书不值得跟从。Because if the apostles were building their own kingdom, getting their own power struggle, amassing funds and riches to themselves, then maybe nobody's going to listen to what they said and what they wrote in the book. They're going to say, it's all false. 但因为使徒是自己真的以身作则，以爱行先，我们可以知道他有这样的权柄都没有为自己去使用。
But because the apostles, they put their lives as an example for us, and they put others first and worked in love, you can say, yeah, the authority that they had, they didn't use it for themselves.
你想想，如果你有保罗那种能力，你可以叫好多人服侍你，你可以叫好多人奉献给你。
Just think, if you had the authority and the power that Paul had,you could get so many people to serve you. You could get so many people to give you their money.
你为什么要为人费力费财？为什么要以爱行先？为什么要一切所做是要造就人？
Why would you have to spend yourself willingly for other people? Why would you have to love them like that? Why would you have to put yourself as a sacrifice and do all things to edify other people?
如果是假的，如果不是神给你的能力，你不会这样的。
If it wasn't real, if it wasn't the power that God gave you, you would not do that.
所以感谢主，我们看到保罗和使徒，他的行为，他的榜样，可以让我们看得到，他的而且确是有神来的。
And so as we look at the lives of the apostles of Paul and Peter, we can say, praise God, their life tells us they truly were from God.
但保罗他最后一点是20节到21节。
But Paul gives us the last point from verse 20 to 21.
我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我所想望的，你们见我也不合你们所望的，又怕有纷争嫉妒恼怒结党毁谤谗言妄怒混乱的事。
For I fear least when I come I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, and tumults.
且怕我来的时候我的神叫我在你们面前惭愧，又因许多人从前犯罪，行污秽、奸淫、邪荡的事，不肯悔改，我就忧愁。
Lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced.
保罗最后这个 结束的时候就讲他做个父母，属灵的父母不愿意责备，是想鼓励，但如果见到犯罪他都要责备。
Paul as a spiritual parent is saying, I'm coming and I don't want to have to be stern and be mean and point out your faults, but as a spiritual parent, if I come to youand you have these things, I want to encourage, but I may have to bring condemnation.
我看到保罗在这里的，他是给我们看到最后一个要学习的原则。
I see here that the last principle that we need to follow from Paul,
教会是要圣洁。
The church needs to be holy.
神要我们脱离罪恶。
And God wants us to turn from sin.
我们如果心中有罪，神要我们认罪悔改。
And if there are sins in our heart, God wants us to repent of our sins and ask forgiveness.
呢度保罗讲明我哋要认罪悔改。
And so here Paul tells us that we need to repent and ask God to forgive us.
一个非常之重要嘅重点。
What a great principle for us to remember.
啱啱睇到三点。
We just looked at 3 points.
证明神同在嘅能力。
Proof of God's power.
效法神仆人嘅模范。
The pattern for God's servants.
跟从神教会嘅原则。
And principle for God's church.
我睇到呢啲系证明使徒系神嘅仆人。
And as I look at this, I see evidence that the apostles were God's servants.
他就是因为有这个权柄没为自己去使用，就是谦卑舍己服侍教会。
They had the authority of God, and yet they didn't use it for themselves, for their selfish means. They humbly served God's church.
这个谦卑的服侍表示他这个权柄真的来自神。
And that humble service proves that they were truly serving, that their power was from God.
你知道使徒每一个为他所传的福音是信到死亡。
Do you know that all of the apostles, because of the message they preached, were martyred for their faith?
他为传福音而死。
And they died for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那今天我可以肯定，我哋揸住呢本书系神嘅话语，呢个真理系神俾佢哋嘅。因为如果唔系，点解佢会为呢个真理去死
？I can be confident that this book that we hold in our hands is from God, because if it wasn't, why would they be willing to die?
神俾佢咁多权柄，佢可以用佢说神能就系叫杀佢啲人走晒。
God gave them such spiritual power. They could say to the people that were trying to kill them, you know, use some wave of the hand and all those people just drop dead.
但是他不愿意为自己去用神的权柄。
But they weren't willing to use the power of God for themselves.
神是用这个的基础给我们今天就可以有信心。
And God used this as a foundation that today we can have faith.
经过2000年的基督教历史
and throughout the 2000 years of Christianity on the planet,
每一个愿意相信使徒的信息都是经历神的同在。
But everybody who's been willing to receive the message of the apostles, they also receive the power of God.
我相信你当中都经历过神 的能力。
I believe that many of you have experienced the power of God.
我相信神的能力到今时今日没变的。
And I believe that the power of God till today has never changed.
神是一样行神迹的神。
God is still the God that works miracles.
神是一样是医病的神。
God is still the God that heals.
神到今时今日是拯救罪人的神。
And God is still the God that forgives.
当我们愿意相信这位真神，在心里面我们经历祂的同在。
And as we are willing to believe in Him, we receive His power in our hearts.
Now, 今日我真系讲完啦。
Now I'm truly finished.
我哋下个星期我哋睇完哥林多后书。
Next week we'll finish with the book of 2 Corinthians.
我希望呢本书哥林多前后书对你的生命系有好好嘅帮助。
And it's my prayer that 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians have been an encouragement to your lives.
都请你为我祈祷。我唔知下个礼拜之后应该讲边本。
You can pray for me because I'm still haven't decided where we should go after 2 Corinthians.
我求主启示。我相信呢本书66卷，每一本都系好有帮助。
And I believe that in this Bible, all 66 books of this Bible, each of them is very powerful for us.
我们一起祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，在我们的软弱，
你又刚强。我们多谢你给使徒特别的权柄，虽然我们今天我都相信有神迹奇事，但我承认不可以好像使徒这样，因为你是将使徒特别分别出来，要做一个特别的权威，给我们一个特别的榜样。但我们感谢主，你的能力是一直没有变，你的恩典都没有变。求主今天给我们这个心是谦卑服侍你的心，求主给我们效法保罗，为爱，以爱做我们的第一个优先。我们愿意费力费财舍己去将你的爱传出去，为了得到其他的人归向主耶稣。主愿意我们所做的一切是为了造就别人，还有求主让我们每一天都检查自己有没有些不合你心意的地方，有没有犯罪的地方，求主宽恕赦免我们。我们多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 默祷之后可以散会。